Hello, good people. Welcome to the Alchemy of Light broadcast. I am Jamil Graham, your host, and welcome to today's show. The Alchemy of Light broadcast is a celebration and exploration of consciousness. And today, I am very grateful to be welcoming a very fine person, Mr. Vipin Mehta, to our show. Vipin is from India originally, and had the great fortune of exploring the transformation of India in the process of rebirthing with the Mahatma Gandhi era taking hold after India was freed from England. He has accomplished himself in the technical world as an engineer and builds bridges and incredible useful things for society, helping us become functional in a material level, and has also been growing himself as a spiritual being and recently produced a trilogy he calls Global Healing. And the three books encompass a totality of how we might create a world that we all can live in. And the one line of his that is throughout the books is change the mindset, change the world. So without further ado, I will welcome Mr. Mehta to speak more on his own behalf. Welcome, Vipin.
Thank you very much for having me, Jamil. And once again, thank you. By profession, I'm an engineer, and I'm running my own company for more than 35 years. I'm owner and the president of my company, Mehta Engineering. And we do construction management of roadway, highway, bridges, and, of course, the commercial structures also. That brings the food to my table. But when I'm a metaphysician and spiritualist, and that brings the food to my soul. So I've been journey because once my foot to table is there, so I can use my extra energy to follow my metaphysics and spirituality and imply and apply to the political science and public affairs. I did my master degree in political science and public affairs in Northern Illinois University in 1975. And by profession, I'm a professional engineer. I was born in India during the Mahatma Gandhi independence movement to principles of nonviolence. And that may be one of the major reasons I made a choice to be born in India, because this lifetime I made a choice to be spiritual. So then I followed up and I studied the principle of truth from Mahatma Gandhi. The truth is that we, the members of the global family, means all the human beings, are the divine, are the children of divinity. Same God, same Goddess, same all that is. And same time, the goodness is that we have to treat each other respectfully with love and care, breaking all the barriers of the ethnicity, color, race, caste, and religious beliefs. That are the two windows through which you can touch the divinity. Then I made further progress and I come across one of Mahatma Gandhi's guru, Rabindranath Tagore. Tagore is a Nobel Prize winner in 1912 for his poems. And that was his, all poems are coming out of the beauty of divinity. So that third window was open to experience the divinity through beauty. The truth, goodness, and beauty I experienced very young age. And then I come across the self-realized person, Krishnamurti, whose center is in the Ojai, 50 miles north of Los Angeles. He's a self-realized, and he was the first one who gave me the experience of metaphysics, how to transform the negative constricting energy into positive emotions. How to convert hate into love or anger into the compassion. These are the energy, that is the knowledge of metaphysics I experienced at a very young age of 24. And then I followed up, come across the mystic, one of the best, maybe the number one mystic of 20th century, Osho, which is internationally known as Osho. In India, it is known as the Rajneesh, Bhagwan Rajneesh. And he wrote 700 books. He doesn't write a book. He delivers 15 lectures for any scriptures, and then they become a book. So I learned the Jainism, Hinduism, all the scriptures of Jains. Jainism, one of the religion, come out of Hinduism, Buddhism, Hinduism. Same time I learned about Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and some more other religion, Baha'i and Scientology, and as well as now modern religion, Mormonism, and all other religion, scriptures. And that gave me the vast spectrum of religious belief and the religious scriptures. And that time, during that time, he made me a seeker to seek further and further how you can become spiritual being. On that continuous journey, then I came to America, and I come across Edgar Casey and many other evolved person, and Ruth Montgomery, and then I come across modern mystics, and then I learned, expanded my consciousness to the next level, become seeker. Seeking who am I, what am I, and what is my purpose of my life, where I am going, and where what can I share to humanity during this lifetime, or visiting this lifetime in planet Earth. And that during that time I come across, and then I will start sharing my knowledge with some politics, since I have a background in political science, and I was brought up by Gandhi, because he was the only one spiritualist among the politicians, and he was a politician among the spiritualists. So I wanted to share the knowledge, because politicians are the ones who make the decision for humanity. And I share spirituality, top politician in Florida, and local and the state level also, and some in the federal level also. So after 9/11, my son said, Daddy, why you share with a small group of politicians? Why didn't you write a book so you can save the whole humanity, or the global family? And then he introduced me to Mrs. Harriet Fulbright, Senator Fulbright's wife. And then he said, Senator Fulbright also believing in that, how we can share, expand the knowledge to diminish the negative energy. So she joined with me, and she said, okay, I will join with you. And then we started writing the book, and the book became so big. And then we thought we divide into trilogy. Part one, Global Healing, Thinking Outside the Box, which introduced the metaphysics, new knowledge of metaphysics, and that is of 21st century. As the science and technology of 20th century, the metaphysics and spirituality of 21st century. Then book number two is Awakening Spirituality, that is exclusively written for metaphysicians, how to consciously create reality. As you expand your consciousness. And third book is called the Global Healing, New Vistas of Hope, and that is the soulful hope. It is the liminal soul. And we can create the map for 21st century for the global family. And that books are being published. And last year, book number two and three were published. And the mayor of Orlando was fascinated, and he made introduction. And I had a big art gallery presentation on Orlando Museum of Arts. And Mayor Buddy Dyer declared a Global Healing Day. That was one of the good indications, and now we can introduce the knowledge of spirituality and metaphysics to the consensus reality, public reality. It will take a time. Like the Wright brothers came in 1912 or 10, they come up with the ideas of flying aeroplanes, and end of the 20th century, we flew the beard jumbo jets and all kind of 707 and all 747. At the same time, we send the man in the moon also. So by end of the 21st century, I envision metaphysics will be evolved. Right now, we are doing email, and at the end of 21st century, we can have a telepathic mail, T-mail. There is a new word I come, telepathic. I sit here, and I can send the message through the crystals. I use the crystals to communicate to Jamil. I can send the message. Well, why not we have a radio talk? I don't have to send email. And telepathically, in subconscious mind, you receive my message, and then we can use email. This is just, it looks like a fantasy, but we will convert into fantasia, make it more real by the end of 21st century. My journey.
That is fantastic, and I absolutely agree. And we can practice. My mother and I practiced that. She gave me the name T-mail for that. You know, you can send people T-mail already, and I really appreciate your trajectory. I don't think it's going to take us that long. I'm very inspired by your message, and I am very inspired by bringing that to the Alchemy of Light broadcast in all of the many incredible people who are coming forward with this message and with this teaching, with this perspective, with a unique perspective on exactly what you're saying. There are so many incredible beings that are bringing the same message. So it's already happening, and to practice it is how we can be much more forthright in actually making that our own reality. And that is something only we can do as individuals. And I wonder if we could explore something in your book that you, I would like you to clarify for us. You use throughout the book the transformation from domination to dominion.
That is wonderful. I like that one. That's a good word.
Yeah, would you please elaborate on that? This is the crux of your work, yes.
Here is the substance. It is change the mindset, change the world. The mindset of domination. Last 4,000 or 5,000, you see the history of mankind, 2,000 years in the Western Europe and Egyptian, and then you go to Indian mythology and everywhere. So let's take 4,000 years. We have always been using power of domination. I am better than you, okay? Mm. And I have a power, I have a control over you. And then now also we use the same principle of domination. That is our mindset. And that mindset we carry for thousands of years. He came with the Napoleon, he came with the Alexander the Great to Napoleon to Hitler. And they all wanted to dominate, conquer more and conquer more. And prove that how big is the journey of human ego. History is the journey of human ego. And the domination, he can win because he's born. The birth of domination comes after insecurity. The first component after insecurity creates the control. If you say employer versus employee, employee thinks, employer thinks, I don't want to control the employee because he needs the need to pay the paycheck and he has to meet the bills, that's why. But there is another way also of working is the co-creation. That is a part of dominion. The one, the first component, when we read my book number 2 and 3, I very detailed explanation is given over there. That the second component, when you feel control right now, what is happening is there is a perfect storm of three kinds of domination is working. One is the political domination, who say, I got a nuclear power, and Iran say, I want to have nuclear power, and everybody is heading towards the nuclear power, and then we are heading towards the crossroad. One is a global suicide, another is a global healing. That we, you and Jamil, you and the spiritualists, we can create the global healing. If you continuously go on path of domination, I got more power than you, then we are heading towards the war. Same time, there is economic domination. Is that I got more money and we can bankrupt you, and Europe is going in bad shape, and America is on the way to become Greece and Spain and like that. Every day we see, because we are spending too much money and which we don't have, and those who have money and versus 99 versus 1, and they create the class warfare and all those things, is an economic domination. Third one is called religious domination. That was created the war on terrorism. My religion is better than you, my God is better than you, and who does not believe in my God and my religion, they are enemies to me. And if I die for my own religion and my God, then when I die, I go to the heaven. That is a fanatic belief they create in the extremist and radical people in Islam and that. And that creates the war on terrorism. So the perfect storm is working right now together on the domination. Now, since the civilization is more improved, so then the third component comes is the manipulation. You go to United Nations and all this bargaining and negotiation and manipulating and all those things, because world is so sophisticated, because not is over-civilized companies or a country we are living in that. So we cannot use the control and power, but we use the mostly through the manipulation. The fourth, that is the same time in the third component of dominion, is that we have to introduce the spirituality. So we can co-creatively work together. We can tap into divine energy, which is higher than our energy. That is the introduction of the spirituality. And we have a power to work to co-create together rather than working against each other. There is no better than. We are all equal, and we can share each person plays his own role to co-create, and we can create abundance of wealth. The fourth component of domination, we are living in the past. Right now, Israel and the Palestine, they always think that Jerusalem is the holy country, holy city. And now it's turned out to be the most unholy city because of they live in the past. Because my ancestors came from Jerusalem, Israeli, and that the Jewish people think and Christian people think Jesus was also here and crucified, and Islam also think. And that created a big, they live in the past. They don't, there is a collapse of imagination, there is no vision, and there is no future. In dominion, fourth component, living in the future. Now, luckily, 10 years or 8 years ago, I had a one-to-one question in the big forum to Steve Jobs, okay? Not Steve Jobs, but Steve Forbes, okay? And how we can spend billions of dollars in the solving the problem between Israel and Palestine. And there is no good results. All is nothing but war and war. With the same money, within two counties or three counties, or Arkansas or the Houston, with the same size of Israel land, we can create so much wonderful spiritual Salem. Jerusalem, Salem, by definition of what Salem is a place. The Jerusalem is the old place of the living in the past. We can create the spiritual Salem. So that is the changing, the fourth component of the domination to dominion. The fifth component is when you are using domination, you do not trust each other. Right now, we don't, because of the war on terrorism and terrorist activity, when we go to airport, they check on them, and nobody trusts each other. In the fourth component of dominion, we trust each other. When you trust, is a wonderful energy to create, co-create, and the wonderful energy to create abundance and prosperity. Then you come to the sixth component of the domination, is that to blame. Not sixth component is to take how much in any negotiation, how much I'm going to get out of the, what I'm going to get out of it, or how much I'm going to lose it. In the sixth component of dominance, we can co-create and work, create the abundance. Okay? This comes from the psychology of abundance. Dominion comes from the psychology of abundance, and domination comes from the psychology of insecurity. The seventh component is what you see every day and watch in TV. Everybody blames each other, okay? The blaming game. And when seventh component of blame, and then they hate each other. So the seventh component of dominion is to take the responsibility. Secret lies in taking responsibility. The moment we take responsibility, then we love each other. But right now we blame each other. There is no love left. So there is the seven components of the domination. We have to change the dominant. These are the age of dominance which we are creating. Jamil, you and we work together, co-create, and you share your knowledge with me, and I share my knowledge with you. We brainstorm, and we both can succeed. That is a co-creation. That is a part of dominion. Right now, they are going to the path of domination. That is to change the mindset from the domination to dominance. So in my book number one, the cover page is Dark Side is the Domination. You have the book in front of you?
I do.
The dark side is the domination, and the golden side is the dominion. That's what we are dreaming to dawning the new age of dominion. That is on the way coming, because more spiritualists and the metaphysicians will work together and then use the modern age of IT or informative technology to spread the message. We can live dominionly. Like, let me give a simple example. I have a heart. The word organization comes from the organs. I have a heart. I got a liver. I got a pancreas. And there are so many components. Each organ functions together. That creates the human being working together and create the good health. Become healthy, good health, or healthy or well-being. But heart never wants to become pancreas. Pancreas never wants to become heart. They contribute the share. That is the dominion. Co-creative working together. Here what happens, everybody wants to be bigger than other, and I'm better than you, and my religion's better, and I'm more powerful because I got a lot of money in the bank. When the age of dominion comes, let me give one sentence, will help you. In the economic right now, we measure the wealth of a person, how much he has in the bank, Steve Jobs, he died, but another guy who has a lot of money and that So people measure how much money is Bill Gates, how much money in this bank, okay, how much account is, who are the top billionaires. When the dominion comes, the definition of wealth will be changed, how much person is willing to share. And he will be more respected than how much he has. Having will not be much respected, but who is willing to share with others, that is more respected. There is a new component, dawning the new age of dominion, where the wealth will be respected by how much people are willing to share. Not wealth is not only economic wealth. It can be mental wealth, emotional wealth, spiritual wealth, material wealth, all the wealth. Right now we are sharing the spiritual and metaphysical, emotional and the mental wealth with each other. I'm just giving the example of dominion.
So dominion could I paraphrase it? Would it be correct to say dominion is moving into dominion of self, dominion of personal choice, of personal responsibility?
Yeah, by definition of domination, I'm summarizing definition. I'm better than others. Here is dominion, I'm a sovereignty. The word, you know, the sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
We are part of the big sovereignty of divinity.
Okay.
So I'm not better than, but we are part. And you are also part of sovereignty of divinity. I'm also part of sovereignty of divinity.
Okay.
And then we can work together. You play your role, I play my role. And then we co-create together. So you are also happy, I can become happy. It's not I become happy at your cost or you become unhappy.
Right.
We both succeed together.
Absolutely.
It's not a question of the dominion. If you go in the detail, I give in the Webster dictionary, meaning definition of domination, dominion in book number 2 and 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Very detailed definition given, and then I explain how they work. Because that's why you and me and everybody who are listener, we are part of the divine divinity, the children of the divinity. And we can co-creatively work together. And then we can progress. And that the first component of the peace requires a global healer to heal first before we co-create. We heal first and then we create, establish the global peace. The first requisite of global peace is the global healing, and then we create the harmony, and then we can go further. There are another 5 components of global peace as well. First requisite is the less of hostility and global healing. Then we can go further.
Mm.
I just summarized very briefly. But more details are given in book number 2 and 3. Even in the book number 1 also given how the domination works.
Yeah.
In the 20th century, it started with we live in 2 periods. One is the preparation for war and the World War number 1. Then again 20 years we got preparation for war, and then we lived in World War number 2. Then World War number 2 is done, then we preparation for the Cold War, and then we lived in the Cold War. And third one is the preparation for war on terrorism. And now we are living past in the war on terrorism. And I made the Albert Einstein statement. If you still go ahead with on the path of domination, you may see this year or next year, there will be major major event may happen in Middle East somewhere. Everything is gearing toward that direction. You may happen one small event, and we have to be awakened. They will give the call, wake-up call for all humanity. It's heading towards that direction. Now, they are talking openly in television, and all the politicians, sometime May, June, July, end of 2012, after election, before election, after election, there will be strike on Iran. Israel may be taking a strike on Iran. They are openly talking. Formally, they are not openly talking, but they are working on that direction. Because one side is a fanatic guy, is there. Iran, Prime Minister, fanatism is there. The other side is the domination. So both are fanatic for different reasons.
Okay. Well, one thing I think...
political science.
I really appreciate your political integration in this, because I think one thing in the new world of dominion, to use your word, is that the world is smaller than we think. And in our old mindset of domination, the idea is always us and them. So here we sit in America and we think that it's, you know, Iran over there. and the American military industrial complex dropping its bombs in Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan, etc., is over there. And in the understanding of dominion, which is growing in all of us, we're realizing that not only are we affecting other human beings, regardless of where they are, but we also are becoming more conscious of our role in that. You know, America, I believe, also has a stage coming up very soon to face itself. You know, America is not just the Constitution and these great ideas. America is the number one supporter of the Israeli occupation of Palestine and the number one supporter of keeping the hostilities afloat there. America had a huge influence in the decimation of Libya recently. And so America, even though it hasn't seen bombs here yet, I believe that in this healing process, and I do believe it's healing, that America must face itself. Because in these theories you've presented, which are extremely well presented throughout the whole book, you provide extraordinary diagrams and the basic nuts and bolts of it. And in the in-between part is the emotional part that we must go through as individuals as well as collectively. That's the emotional part. That's the part that happens through the trial of our lives. And I believe as a country that America must face itself. The first step of any healing, of any transformation, is to face it. You have to look at yourself, you know, as a person, as a country, as a player. So please share about what you think about that. I mean, as a political player, America has more than the responsibility of sitting back here and analyzing where our tax dollars are going to be destroying the next life. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's why we got about deficit now. Now we have a debt is close to $16 trillion. And I'm not using much politics on this discussion. We want to stick to the spirituality. Mm-hmm. But we have to be conservative in fiscal policy. And we are conservative in the spending money. I'm talking for fiscal side and economic side also.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sharing that knowledge at very high level politician also. Because suppose I'm running my company, and if I keep borrowing money from the bank, and then one point my credit line is closed, then all my employees, working 50 employees, will be out of business, without job. So I'm the responsible to make sure I should not spend the money which I don't make it in the private sector. Unfortunately, in federal government, they can spend them, they can print the money and spend the money before they make it. That is a big difficulty we are facing for last so many years. And now this is become exponentially growing it. And then, let me give one secret. I wrote the book on the principle of conscious reality creation mantra. I create my own reality, and I'm responsible for what I am. And I'm master of my destiny and not a victim of fate. The secret in the first sentence is that the responsibility. I'm responsible. Moment I take the responsibility, then more I take the responsibility, the more secrets will be revealed to me. And more I blame, secrets which we know will be taken away from you. That is the secret of responsibility. If I take responsibility, my brain starts brainstorming. And then I come with the imagination and ideas and creativity. If I don't take responsibility, I blame, then we are stuck. How to pass the buck to the other person? How to pass the buck to other? He is responsible. Because of this, I have done. Because of it. That is all logic and reason. And that where the logic and reason fails. When logic and reason use, that is the limit of logic and reason. Logic and reason works both ways. It's a two-edged sword. It can cut both ways. Okay? So when you take the responsibility, then you go beyond logic and reason. You start become creative. You can use the Albert Einstein statement on imagination is more important than the knowledge. Then you come with the creativity. But when I blame, the all energy which is supposed to go in creativity, it goes in the defense, defending yourself. That's what we are passing for the last 4 or 5 years, or 3 or 4 years like now. Defending yourself, defending yourself. Oh, I didn't do this, somebody did it. At the same time, you took the another secret I've shared with you. If you want to make some people dependent upon you or servant to you, what do? You take away the responsibility. So they become dependent upon you. Okay? More they become dependent, then you have a control over that. There are three. Let me share. This is a little bit advanced, but let me share. Here is the three psychology. One is the psychology of creating abundance. That's where the capitalism is born. That was America made progress in 240 years. The small country, the new country becomes such a powerful country because of the taking responsibility. The socialism is the redistribution of the wealth. Now, another word for redistribution is the non-creativity. Because you have a limited supply is there, so you redistribute. And third part is called the you don't have a scarcity of supply, then you equal distribute. And that becomes a communism. That was the Russia passed through for 1920s, the Bolshevik Revolution, Lenin came. It took almost 60, 80 years to realize we are in the wrong direction. Now, Europe is also passing the socialism. And so much because they give all entitlement. More they give entitlement, they take away the responsibility. More they take away the responsibility, then they lose the secret of economy. The Adam Smith law is they call the hidden hand, invisible hand. That invisible hand of the human being is the motivation. And you cut the invisible hand of motivation, you cannot make a progress. And you deprive of the human being from the making a progress. There is enter, there is a weakness. Same time, capitalism is the one weakness. Another weakness is the greed. But that greed can be resolved by changing the definition to dominion. That's why I told, share with you, that the new definition of wealth will be how much he will be respected. A guy will be respected how much he is willing to share with us. But then economic greed turns into sharing. And sharing is the greatest joy. One can create the joy. You can only have a joy when you share with each other. I think I'm going too much deep on the subject.
No, actually, I appreciate that. I'm right with you. And I can understand very much what you're saying. And to stay in the focus then of the spiritual evolution, how would you define spirituality as opposed to political? It seems that when you were introducing it originally, you seemed to suggest that they were separate, like a spiritual is different than a political. Is that correct? Or
no, let me share with this. Everybody has a spirituality. Okay.
Okay.
Those who don't believe in God, atheists also, agnostic also has a spirituality, but they are on the other side of spirituality. By definition of spirituality, your relationship with the divinity or advanced some supernatural power, God, Western world we call God, Eastern world we call God, Goddess, and the New Age we call God, Goddess, all that is. Because one is the God is the masculine energy and the Goddess is the feminine energy. The masculine energy and feminine energy, they combine, that they create all that is. So that is the New Age term, God, Goddess, all that is. The spirituality is the relationship with the divinity. Unfortunately, spirituality is condensed. If you ask somebody, what is your spirituality? I'm a Catholic, I'm a Christian, I'm a Hindu, I'm Islamic. They're confined to the organized religion. And once it's spiritually condensed down to organized religion, it's given in the book number 2, very deep, detail-oriented. They condense into organized belief system, then your spirituality is limited within the structure. You cannot, then they become, how it works, you first start with some principles, okay? And then slowly it becomes indoctrination, doctrines. And that becomes indoctrination. And then further deep down, because religious leader needs the power, control, that is the domination. They slowly gradually convert into the dogma. When they have established dogma, there is no dialogue. Like fanatism, there's Islamic, the terrorist people, they use dogma. I given in the book number 1 beautiful example. The Khalifa, in the 14th, 15th century or 16th century, was conquered Alexandria. You know Alexandria near Cairo in Egypt. And his biggest library was there in Alexander that time. And that library has all knowledge of Atlantic civilization by, given by Plato and Aristotle and other scholars. And that library, the Khalifa is like a, let's call a captain of the Islamic warrior. When he went into the library and asked the librarian, "You believe in Quran? If you don't believe in Quran, then I will cut your head and burn the whole library." The librarian is like you and me, and he said, "Okay, Quran may be right, may not be right. So let us discuss. Let us share the knowledge so we can protect the library and that." A Khalifa, the guy, he doesn't know beyond, because he is a fanatic psychology. By definition of fanatic psychology, I know that I don't know. To protect what I don't know, I use my force. Did you get my... that I don't know. Then I to right. protect which I don't know, I use my force. There is no dialogue. And he killed the lady, the librarian, and burned the whole library. And the fire lasted for 1 month. And so much of knowledge of Atlantic civilization was lost. And now they construct, I visited Alexandria about a few years ago. Now they reconstructed the library. It's number third library in the world right now. 14-story library they reconstructed. During that time, we lost a lot of knowledge of Atlantic civilization. I think written in somewhere in my book, on that book number one, the one story I wrote over there.
Mm-hmm. Fear, you know, and you list that in one of your diagrams too as being the oppressive energy. And I believe we all have that to confront in ourselves, because the energy of fear is constricting and the energy of unconditional love is opening. And in an unconditional love state of mind, you don't care if you're right or you're wrong. You're just curious. You're interested in learning. And in the fear state of mind, you are very insecure and you feel obliged, you know, to protect yourself and to defend your place as right. And that is a very constricted place. And in that constricted place is fear. That is the, I've read and I tend to believe this is the mother of violence. That is the place where the heart is closed. Yeah. And
you're absolutely right. That is the part, because all the domination comes out of insecurity. The root cause of domination is the one insecure. Once you are insecure, you control and then you become constrictive energy. Then you live on the fear and survival and those things rather than growing further.
And you, I appreciated also in your books a lot of the meditations. I really appreciated your vision that you offer, in particularly in the last book, the process of forgiveness. And perhaps we can move to the last book where you are sharing. This one's called New Vistas of Hope. And in this book, you offer meditations and visions of how we can become more integrated in the dominion state of mind. And I would like you to share with us how you came to this, or some of the meditations that feel like that you'd like to share with us. And also, please, at this time, I just noticed the time, please tell us your website and how people can learn more about your books.
Okay. Let me share. My books are available on Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNoble.com. My website is Vipin Mehta, V-I-P-I-N, Mehta means M-E-H-T-A.com. And if you go on my website, on the same day, I got a Facebook, is Author Vipin Mehta. Okay? So these are the three places. And you can send some email through website, and if you need signed copy, you can order through the website or through my Facebook, and I can send you the signed copy also. Complimentary sign, or copy with the sign. And that are the things. Now, my favorite subject in the three books, of course, in this lifetime I had to learn four. This time I made the first is the mandatory lessons, and then is called elective lessons. I've got 4 elective lessons. I made a choice in this lifetime. One is to understand every small sneak and corner of love, how the love works, what is love, and what are the phases of love, and hierarchy of love, progression of love, and this is my major subject. The second is the forgiveness. I have to figure it out how the deep of the forgiveness works. Third one is to take the traditional spirituality to the next level, that is the new age spirituality or the conscious evolution. Let me use another name of the new age spirituality, conscious evolution. And fourth lesson I'm learning is to develop, overcome the self-doubt to become self-confident. So now forgiveness is the one of my favorite subjects because I'm born in the Jainism. Okay, Jain is the one offshoot from Hinduism, like a Christianity is an offshoot from Judaism, and Islam is another offshoot. Same thing, Jainism and Buddhism came from the Hinduism.
Okay.
And Mahatma Gandhi picked up from Jainism is the principle of nonviolence. And Jainism also goes deeply in the forgiveness. But when I come to New Age spirituality, then I found out all the organized religion, all the scripture, they talk about forgiveness. There's amazingly they talk about forgiveness. The one missing component which I found in the New Age spirituality and then conscious reality creation mantra. I create my own reality and I'm responsible for what I am. Since I created some, my relationship is spoiled or gone damaged with Mr. X or some friends or some group of people, I'm part of the creating their reality. Okay? So I'm responsible for that.
Right.
Then, first thing is to forgive myself why I caused that damaged relationship or hateful relationship. I call upon my many aspects of myself and find out which aspect of myself, greedy aspect or jealous aspect, I confront myself. That is the secret of forgiveness. I confront my aspects which created the reality. And that particular aspect of myself is the part of my human ego, my ego. Because my ego plays too many faces. And which face is played? The jealousy. I become jealous. He has a big car and I got a small car. He is driving Ferrari car and I'm driving Ford. And I become jealous of him and I become competitive. And then we have a spoiled relationship and then become enemy in competition and that. Then I confront with him. And that my negative ego part or the jealous part of it tell me. So because I create a reality, because you have to learn the lesson of jealousy, and you overcome the jealousy and convert an emotion of jealousy into inspiration. Same energy going in the negative direction is the jealousy, and the same energy I can use for the positive direction is going to the inspiration. Same thing if I'm angry, same energy going to with anger, same direction we change. Energy is energy, emotional energy. We change the direction, it becomes the compassion. Same energy goes for hateful, same energy goes for loving. Okay, how to change the energy? And then I say, okay, because ego is also part of me. Ego is not my negative ego. It's not my enemy. It's my part of, and I assign that job to that enemy. Not so-called enemy, but it's not enemy. Ally. And then I told him, find out, I'm the one who you assigned the job. I have to learn the lesson. That's why you created. If you read my third book, I've given more details about it. And then forgive myself. When you forgive yourself first, then forgiving others become more genuine. If I forgive others without forgiving myself, then ego takes it. Okay, I'm better than him and I'm more spiritually evolved. That's why I forgive him. I'm looking better in society and that. So when you forgive yourself and then forgive others, then you go diminish. Then there is a residual ego still pending when you forgive others. Then you go in the meditation. This is everything through meditation. And secret of meditation lies in the emotions and imagination. And then you ask him, that guy who had a spoiled relationship, he should forgive me. Then you create the humbleness. Now first, you diminish the ego. Second, you genuinely forgive others. Then you asking them to forgive you, because as he occupies in my mind, I also occupy in his or her mind. So why not absolutely move? Everything is through the meditation. You don't have to go physically there. That is the secret. And then you release that forgive, and the three energy, forgiving yourself, forgiving others, and asking others to forgive you. They, when three works together, tremendous energy, emotional energy is released. If you use the brain as a physical part, the tremendous neuronal pattern changes. And neural pattern changes, your tremendous energy is released. And that energy you can change for creating your future. That we call the consciously creating a change, what I want to become in the future. Otherwise, those energies suck you in, so you cannot make a further progress. Right now, we are facing all difficulties globally as well as personally. The most of the problem lies that the elixir is the greatest, the forgiveness is the greatest elixir for mentally, emotionally, and spiritual healing. There is no better elixir than forgiveness. Once you forgive, the love becomes very easy. It's a pathway to the love. And that energy manifests in physical reality. Suppose I had a cancer, or I had anxiety, I got a blood sugar on that. That energy you can change, the physical reality also changes. Because all the physical chronic diseases are the creation of the mental and emotional and spiritual imbalance in the state of mind. So cancer is the root cause of cancer, doesn't lie in physical body. It rises in the anger which you subsided and repress it for so many years, adolescent age, young age, and hide it and suppress it and re-suppress it and repress it. And that manifests to the physical body through hypothalamus if you use the physical brain, and then I can share with you sometime in the future how we repress. Unfortunately, all this is billions and billions of dollars healing the cancer, but they never touch in the, because the physical physician knowledge is within the space-time dimension. They never consider there is a root cause lies in the state of mind. Like every chronic disease is a corresponding emotion which represents the physical. Anxiety is the root cause of diabetes. Heart problem is the root cause of deprived of love. I'm just giving major. There are so many others. Rheumatoid arthritis and that. I gave many radio talk on the healing yourself, thinking outside the box, or healing yourself by ways of metaphysics. The power lies within you, but they never share with you. Okay? That is there beyond the medical science. Now we are going beyond medical science. The forgiveness is the greatest elixir. And then I explained the forgiveness, book number 3, the, what are the resistances are there, then you have to come with the resistances, and then you are ready, and how the steps, each steps I explain detail in book number 2. I think almost 30 pages are there, 30, 40 pages of forgiveness. And I'm very happy that you asked me. That is my favorite study. I can talk forever.
Well, it's a great subject, and I actually, you know, how do you think we come to need forgiveness? Where is it that we like if there was a root cause of what it is that makes us feel wronged? You know, we're divine. We're part of the divinity, and everything has a place. Everything has a reason. Everything is perfect as part of our soul plan. And I really appreciate your consistently saying you've chosen this lifetime. You chose to be born in India. You are clear in your choices as a soul being. And I, in my dictionary, I would say like that. And so I really appreciate what you're saying in forgiveness. So how did we become needing forgiveness? Where would the imbalance be if we were to go one step deeper? Do you know what I'm asking?
Okay, yeah. Let me, if I understand, because we, a human being made it, the human evolution in planet Earth, is evolution happens through duality. There's a light and there is a darkness. There's happiness and unhappiness. And through the duality, we grow out. And there, always then when we grow out, there is a stumbling block. You fall, and then you learn. I've got 9th grade, and then I pass the grade. If I flunk in the 9th grade, I reappear in exam, and then again I pass. If I don't pass the exam, I'm still in the 9th grade. So duality is the place we made a purposeful choice in all human beings in planet kingdom, especially in the evolution from mineral kingdom to plant kingdom to animal kingdom to human kingdom. And human kingdom we come, that was we had a power of choice. And the animal kingdom, there is a base, everything is pre-programmed and by instinct. And when we come to the human kingdom, the instinct slowly shift towards the choice. We have carried animal instinct. At the same time, we have a power of choice, which we discuss in book number 2 and 3, power of choice. The power of choice we want to grow, because still we have made a journey. We separated from the divinity. We are part of the divinity. And there is a separation, there we journey, because we made a choice to find out what is beyond divinity. What I call the cosmic consciousness. And there is a big bang happened. And the big bang happened, all unit of consciousness separated. And they wanted to find out, like at the drop of the ocean, in the book number 2, I explained the metaphor. The drop of the ocean is always remain an ocean. He never knows what is beyond the ocean. Then he becomes, the sunlight comes, and because evaporation, and then cloud comes, and then the rain comes, and then it travels through the mountains and the streams and the streamlets, and then you go to the back to the river, and then you go back to the ocean. The same thing is the same parallel of the metaphor we can use. We are part of the divinity. Unit of divinity is within us. We become unit of consciousness separated. But divine cosmic consciousness with the big bang, and then we had a will to separate us, to learn what is beyond the cosmic consciousness. And then we come, some group of unit of consciousness came in the physical universe, and then we come down to the galaxy, Milky Way, and then we come to the solar system, and we come to the planet Earth, and we played with the four elements. And then four, we grew out in survival state. Those are the souls right in Palestine or the Sudan. They are evolving souls, go to the survival stage, and we are in the America. So we are a different stage of the evolution process, because we've gone through many evolution processes to come to this stage. So we do not have a less worry about the physical survival or economic survival. So we can talk spirituality. If you and me talk spirituality, guy is hungry and ready to die, it doesn't matter to them. It doesn't affect to them, because they are more interested in survival state. And that's right. Why spirituality becomes very luxury for us. But we can afford the luxury, because we are protected economically and physically. And that. So then the evolution, the forgiveness, your question is that, because every time we made some progress, and we made a mistake, how to make further progress. Then we find the correction like a patchwork. Now we made a mistake, because every time we fail, then we make a mistake, and then we have to correct mistake. Then we go further, because nothing you can learn in the first drop. Everything we are learning process. And now we are learning. So like me, when I was in India, through Osho, I become a seeker, and now I become a metaphysical being. I've evolved to the next level, wrote the book, sharing with other people, and now consciously creating reality. I'm sharing the work. I design, direct, and create my dreams and visions, share with others. At least I succeed, something like that. And now I want to become, within 10, 15 years, later 20 years, I want to become spiritual being. I can create the radiance, so I can share. So I'm planning and designing and dreaming and visioning to create the future. Okay. So that time we have to, so many hurdles come, so many, like we go on exam for the BS degree, we go and appear in engineering college, we go to examination, multiple choice, we have to, minimum score is required 70. So we have to study hard. Many times we fail, and then again reappear, and then pass, then we go to next level. Where forgiveness comes. If you do not forgive, then you go get stuck and you fail again and again.
So forgiveness is actually the key, really, to moving through to the next level.
Yeah. Because the whole idea is the ego. One side, let's share with you. Ego is the two components. One is the positive ego, which we call self, and negative ego we call ego. So both work together. The ego, negative ego, which we call ego, his job is to create hard work, struggle, hard work, more difficult questions. And then we overcome that difficult questions in the examination, all hard work and struggle. Then we evolve next level. Then you got more challenging work comes. And then we pass the challenge, then we come, I'm not using crisis, I'm using the word positive, word challenge. Then you have negative ego. Ego has to give more challenges. In your case, I saw you passed the rough time 3 years ago. Your mom died, and before somebody, friend died. And you evolve. You are going further. Is right?
Correct.
And if you use as a crisis, then you may not evolve. Now you took as the challenges to evolve, and you tell it. Now you got T communication, T mail.
You got
ready
it.
To give a telepathic message, is right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, and more, so much more, Meta. It is absolutely correct that taking it on, it has changed my whole life. Because I recognize all that you're saying. When my first friend left, and I literally watched the bottom of my life fall out. That was when I was always an entrepreneur as yourself, and the business I was running then just stopped. And at that point, I recognized that a new door was opening. And because Vipin, this was not my first one. This has been a lifetime for me of rebirthing many times. So
you did a master's degree. Now you're ready for PhD.
Absolutely. I think that's a good way to put it, because let me tell you, I have been through so many of these in this lifetime. It's phenomenal. And this lifetime, now that I'm starting, I have moved into the love and the bonding of human family. I've moved into a new class, and this incarnation is about bonding with the human family. And in that process of recognizing that the doors were opening and facing all of those things, and then shortly after, I knew it. I knew it, and I know exactly what you're saying. I was fully aware of it, and I took full advantage of it. I took myself to the beach for 2 years and walked on the beach and looked at myself. And that was really hard. There were some really great moments, but it was a lot of work. And so this is all very accessible to everybody, and it is work, you know, that it is a process. And I like yourself, really relate to the school idea. You know, you go to the class, you learn something, you move on. But you have to do your homework, you know, you have to show up to class, you have to brush your hair, you know, you have to take self-care. Way beyond the, you know, is my makeup on? It has nothing to do with your outside. It's on the inside that this is all maturing. And at least that's how I've experienced it. So you're absolutely right. And we are at the top of the hour, just about, as this hour often flies. Would you, I would like to offer to the listeners again that your website is vipinmehta.com, and that is spelled vipinmehta.com. And you can learn more about him and see his art and find his books, Global Healing, on his website or on Amazon or on Barnes & Noble. And so I'm going to give you the final word, Vipin. I'm Jamil Graham signing off. And please, Vipin, offer us your last words in the 30 seconds or so we have left.
Okay, here is my word. This is my conscious reality creation mantra. I create my own reality, and I'm responsible for what I am. This is the conscious evolution is happening in 21st century. And the secret lies in taking responsibility. It is physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. More you take the responsibility for yourself, the more secrets will be revealed to you. And more you blame, the secrets which you know will be taken away. The secret lies in taking responsibility. Then you can consciously create your own reality, and you become master of your destiny and not a victim of fate. Same principle applies to collectively. We, the members of the global family, create our own reality, and we are responsible for what we are. We are the master of our own destiny and not victim of fate. At this junction, I want everybody to actively participate in taking decisions, not allowing the politicians or the religious leaders or the economic leaders to make decisions on behalf of us. Let be actively involved so we can change the reality and change the mindset, change the world, change the mindset from domination to dominion. That is the secret. Thank you very much for having me on the radio talk. Thank you, Jamil, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Vipin. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are signing off. And this is Jamil Graham, the Alchemy of Light broadcast. Do take care of yourselves and take good care of each other. Bye-bye.